Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, that's good. Right. This morning is what I'm going to do, as I do time to time in the year. I like us to reflect exactly on what we've just done. I'd like us to remember really what communion's all about. And this morning's message is regarding communion and what it means to each one of us. So this morning, as with every morning, while we've been doing virtual church, we've taken communion. Even though we are apart in the physical sense, I think communion brings a union between us and God in a togetherness that we can't really interpret any other way. It's something special. It's something which at this time we're fulfilling what is written in Scripture, what is recorded about Jesus in Scripture. In 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26, and also verse 33, which I'm going to read for you now, the well-known scriptures to us, it says, "Therefore I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' The same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And then verse 33, "So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together." So to me, communion is a union of God's family. It's bringing together God's family in a way which can only be done through this remembrance of Christ and what he's done for us. To me, it's a great opportunity for each of us to receive from God. Do you grasp that this morning? Do you grasp its true purpose, its meaning and testament? It's amazing, life-changing experience. It is a testament in all the way that word can be translated. It's Jesus' testament to us. It's an amazing, life-changing experience. Although you could look at it in a different way, you might think, well, it's just a ritual. It's just something that I do every virtual Sunday from now, because we're not meeting at church. Or if we were at church, it's just something that we do on a Sunday morning service. And was it the second Sunday that we did it in the evening of the month? Is it just a ritual for you? Is it just fulfilling part of what is understood maybe as Christian law? Because that's what we do. Because I'm a Christian, I take communion. It's my ritual. It's part of my Christ experience. How do we see communion? How is it impacted on our life? And I say impacted because I think communion is an impact on our life. Communion, like I've said earlier, is a life-changing experience. How did Jesus feel when he said those words about the bread? This is my body. And he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples. What was going through Jesus' mind as he did this? Likewise, when he took the cup and said, "This is my blood," and he gave it to them, and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen in the not so distant future in his life while he was here on earth. He knew the exact meaning of this communion that we've just celebrated, that we've just partook of, that we've just experienced something amazing. Jesus knew exactly what an impact it would make for a Christian, for a follower of him. Is it a case that we're just fitting in with this practice? Or is it a case that is making a difference in our lives? To me, this is the difference between what I was and what I am. We are all God's,
excuse me,
great creation, as described in Genesis. God created man. And with his creation, he was greatly pleased. But also, we can read later in Scripture that our bodies are just like vessels. In other words, we're just like a pot. And a pot itself is very fragile in its normal physical state. If we pick up a pot, one of the old clay kind of pots that we used to have in gardens, I haven't got a garden now, it's just decking. But if we picked up a clay pot and we dropped it, it would break. It wouldn't bounce. Plastic ones tend to bounce and roll about like we can get now. But a clay pot would just break. It'd be no use then for its purpose. It's fragile. Scripture, in some places, it describes us like a pot. But our pots are different. In Christ, our pots are very different. If you look for another example at people, we all appear very similar. If you were up above the world, like our Lord is looking at us, as well as being with us, to him, from a bird's eye view, we would all look very similar. But with Christ in us, with this communion that we're celebrating, installed, impacting in our lives, we are different. We're different in Christ, and through what he's done for us in going to that cross, in breaking his body, in shedding his blood, in communion, in the cross. In 2 Corinthians 4 verses 7 to 10, it says these words, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that all this, to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us. We're hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body." Amazing few verses. What's in your pot? What's in your clay jar this morning? Is it exactly what we've just done? Is it the body and the blood of Christ that dwells in you? What we've just done is not a ritual. Yes, it is something that we do every week. It's something that we celebrate on a weekly basis. But it is a life-changing, amazing experience. It's the difference between everyone around us and what Christ can do within each of us. What is our position? Are we living in Christ, his purpose, his plan, his testament, his very will? When I think of these clay pots and how plant pots used to be like, it reminds me of an adaptation of the film The Wizard of Oz, fairly recent adaptation. I believe the film's called Oz, the Great and Powerful. Now, in this interpretation of the film, while they're travelling on the yellow brick road, they come to a village which is made of china. And when they're in this village, it's been destroyed by one of the wicked witches, I believe, and they find a little China girl, but the little China girl has been broken. A fragile body made of China pots. It's been broken. Now they stick her back together with glue. Fortunately, with Christ in us, we don't need to be stuck back together. With Christ in us, we can have an amazing experience. Christ can make an impact in our lives that is life-changing. What we become is a new man or woman, a new pot, a little bit like a plastic pot. You can be dropped and you'll bounce back. As it said in that scripture, we may be hard pressed, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Because we carry around in us, in our body, the death of Jesus. What an amazing experience that is. What an amazing difference that makes to each one of us. We're not that fragile in him. In him, there is a difference in our lives. I'd like to end with one more scripture for us to think about. And that scripture is in Galatians 2, verses 20. And it says there, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. A life-changing experience. Not a ritual. Not something we just do for the sake of doing because it's written down in a book. This is something we do because Christ is part of our lives. Christ is something that we now carry in our pot, in our vessel, in our being, in ourselves, in whom we are. Yes, you might look in appearance as, say, for example, like a shadow of the next door neighbour. You've got a head, you've got arms, you've got legs. But your pot's different. Your pot is living in Christ. That is the difference communion makes in each one of us. That is the difference communion living in us, Christ in us, what he did for us in us is why we're here. Is what being a Christian is all about, in what is following the Son of God, who loved each and every one of us, is all about. Amen.